We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have law enforcement and security analyst with CBS, Paul Vaiolis. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
I noticed over the weekend six more people linked to the Oath Keepers militia group were indicted as they continue to sort through who was inside the Capitol on January 6th. And even though last Saturday the impeachment, the second one of former President Trump, an acquittal, that doesn't change anything in terms of what they're doing in the investigation of who was involved, correct?
Absolutely correct, Larry. Absolutely correct. In fact, I was talking to some colleagues up on the Hill, and they were confirming what the acting U.S. Attorney Michael Sherman was saying, that this is by far an unprecedented investigation, not only in FBI history, but in DOJ history.
And speaking of the National Guard and Washington, D.C., the National Guard is still a huge presence in the nation's capital, is it not? And how long will it be a presence in the nation's capital? I heard that they were saying that people, there's some chatter about activity that may or may not happen on March 4th due to that being the historic inauguration date. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, Kevin. That is accurate. In fact, from what I understand, it appears that the National Guard will remain there at least until the summer, just based on current intel that's being gathered. And that's really an interesting piece of information relative to the government's decision to have the National Guard as really a police force inside its capital, which is unprecedented as well.
Yeah, we had heard that there were these threats all over the country at every state capital and beyond, but we haven't heard a lot of things actually happened since January 6th. Do we know how many people are going to get it? Will everyone who they can identify that was inside the Capitol be charged?
Probably not, Larry. And let me tell you why. So for your listeners to understand, first part, we talked initially that there was this plethora of intelligence that was out there about every state capitol getting hit, as you just alluded to. Looking at this, you know, as we look at this, we really draw more of our attention now towards the subject of domestic terrorism. Why? Because of the agenda behind the people that were planning it. So much of that particular mantra, criminal mantra, has to do with preemptive planning, and that is to really send intelligence out intentionally just to see what police and law enforcement response would be, not necessarily to effectuate that, which is exactly what people are believing was the case right now, and I would concur with that. As we look at going down the road as to the things that may or may not occur, we have to understand that the individuals and the groups that are being investigated right now, that focus is really going to be on groups like the Oath Keepers, et cetera, because of the planning, because of the methodology that they're incorporating, and less on what I refer to as, guys, the internet stars, you know, the guys that went in and took a you know, a selfie, which, come on. How stupid can you be? But
really?
at the end of the day, gentlemen, they really didn't care if they were getting arrested or not. Answer: doubtful that the Attorney General and the FBI are going to focus on those internet stars. They're going to be focusing more on the organized crime that was behind that.
That's interesting.
But shouldn't there be a punishment for going in the Capitol?
And you know what? Yes, there should be, and there probably will be to some extent. But at the end of the day, this now we move from the law enforcement piece to more of the prosecutorial piece. And then it comes down to, what are you going to charge him with? You know, what evidence do you have, and what are you going to charge him with? And at the end of the day, it may be disorderly conduct for the majority of them. But that's why I think what you're really going to see, I mean, you've got right now, you've got over 235 people that have been charged, over 400 investigations, which is very telling that 70 of those were indicted by grand juries. That's a big piece. Those 70, they're really looking for more the conspiracy cases related to the militia, who was involved in the planning. I mean, I understand that now, as of yesterday, 18 have been charged with conspiracy, which is a charge that alleges they coordinated with others to commit this offense. So I believe that we're going to see the Attorney General's Office, the Justice Department, the FBI moving more in that area to try to get to the root of the weed, as opposed to you going to the top of it.
So you think there's bigger fish to fry than just the people who took the selfies inside the Capitol and trespassed and did the mayhem on January 6th? How many of these charges are going to stick, like similar to what we saw last summer with all the unrest? You know, a lot of those charges sort of were dropped.
Very poignant point, Kevin. At the end of the day, that's the thing that as a country we need to understand. We see a lot that's thrown out on television and in radio when things happen. But then the majority of the work comes after that, and it's what you can prove. It's not what you see, it's what you can prove. And proving conspiracy is going to require a plethora of evidence. They're going to have to be able to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that these individuals conspired, they planned. That means they're going to really need to have documents, audio tapes, something to show that there was a methodology that was created intentionally to perpetrate this act. There's an awful lot of evidence that has to be pulled in that area. So can they be charged? Yes. Can they get indicted? Can indict a ham sandwich. But at the end of the day, can you prove it? There's the question. And right, Kevin, I don't know.
And what about the people that were seen inside, you know, chambers holding those plastic handcuffs, you know, the what do you call those
things?
Zip ties. And paramilitary wearing, you know, flak jackets and helmets. I can't believe if someone's inside a chamber, they can't. Everyone that's inside that chamber should have been charged if they're not already.
There's no question about that. But again, what do you really charge them with? And so much of what you're going to charge them with is going to need to be backed up by solid evidence other than the fact that they were just there. Yes, it was a crime for what they did, but you have to break down now what is the charge you're going to levy on them. Now, that's why when you're looking at hundreds, you've got the Justice Department, you get justice supervising the FBI, unprecedented investigation. You had a certain amount of individuals now. You don't have you have a certain amount of bodies to perform this investigation. What's your focus? The focus needs to be on who really perpetrated this, which is the way they're going. Remember, you had a significant amount of individuals that are currently in the military or in former military or in law enforcement that were involved in this as well. And there are a number of internal investigations going on right now the FBI is looking at least 40 people right now arrested that are law enforcement officers. So there's a lot behind this, guys, that we really need to take a look at. This is not a small thing. It did not go away. And to your point earlier about March 4th, we're going to be hearing more and more of those dates. This group hasn't gone away, just started.
All right, real quick, finally, Paul, will anyone be charged with treason? While you have every elected official gathered in a building trying to conduct, the business of certifying the election, and you have people attacking them trying to stop them, isn't that treason?
It certainly is, but the bottom line is going to be what you can prove. Because treason comes with that mens rea, right? It's the crime of betraying one's country, especially attempting to kill or overthrow the government. And you're going to have to show the intent of, did they want to kill or overthrow, or did they want to merely disrupt? And I know it sounds like I'm being semantical, but when you sit down and roll your sleeves up inside that courtroom, that's what the U.S. attorney is going to have to prove. And that's not an easy thing to do.
While they're chanting, hang Mike Pence, who was on their side like an hour before that. So it's
exactly.
All right. We'll see what happens. Interesting dynamics. Thanks, Paul, as always.
Always a pleasure, guys. Have a great day.
I could talk to him every day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.